Brains is in the kitchen when I get home, attempting to cook an omelette without breaking the eggshell. It's raining, and my jacket is drenched from the short run between the tube station and the front door. Give thanks once more to the invisible boon of contact lenses, without which I would be staring at the world through streak-befuddled spectacles.
"Hi," says Brains. "Can you hold this for me?"
He hands me an egg. I stare. The normally not-so-clean kitchen worktop is gleaming and sterile, as if in preparation for a particularly fussy surgeon. At one side of it sits a syringe and needle preloaded with a grey, opaque liquid, essence of concrete. At the other side of it sits a food processor, its safety shut-off hacked, and something that looks worryingly like half an electric motor bolted to the drive shaft that normally turns its blades. I stand there, dripping and staring. Even for Brains' projects, this is distinctly abnormal. I hand the egg back.
"I'm not in the mood." "Come on, just hold it."
"I mean it. I've just been suspended, pending an inquiry." I unzip my jacket and let it tumble to the floor. "Game over. Priority interrupt. Segmentation fault." Brains cocks his head toward one side and stares at me with big, bright eyes, like a slightly demented owl.
"Seriously?"
"Yeah." I hunt around for the coffee jar and begin ladling scoopfuls into the cafetiere.
"Water in the kettle?" "Suspended? On pay? Why?"
In goes the coffee. "Yes, on pay. I saved 6 people's lives, plus my own. But I lost the 7th, so there's going to be an inquiry. They say it's a formality, but..." Click. The kettle is now on, heating up to a steam explosion.
"Something to do with that training course?"
"Yeah. Fred from accounting. He grounded a summoning grid."
"Gene police! You! Out of the pool, now!"
"It's not funny." He looks at me again and loses his levity.
"No, Bob, it's not funny, I'm sorry."
He offers me the egg.
"Here, hold this, I implore you."
I take it and nearly drop it. It's hot and feels slightly greasy. There's also a faint stench of brimstone.
"What the hell? Just for a moment, I promise you."
He pulls out a roughly made copper coil, the wire wrapped around a plastic pie cutter and hooked up to some gadget or other, and gingerly threads it over the egg, around my wrist, and back again.
"There. The egg should now be degaussed."
He puts the coil down and takes the egg from my nerveless hand.
"Observe. The first prototype of the ultimate integral ovine omelette."
He cracks it on the side of the worktop, and a yellow, leathery, curdled sponge flops out. The smell of brimstone is now pronounced, tickling at my nostrils like the after-effect of a fireworks show.
"It's still at the development stage. I'll have to use a syringe on it, but next on the checklist is gel diffusion electrophoresis using flocculated hemoglobin agglutinates, pending in ovo polymerization of the rotor elements. So how did your pet loser auto-darwinate?"
I pull up a trash can and sit down. Maybe Brains isn't as monumentally self-obsessed as he looks. At least he slipped the question in painlessly enough. "You know how there's always someone who ends up in the wrong course? It was that dumb accounts clerk I'm always bitching about. He got in the Intro to Occult Computing course by mistake. I shouldn't have been there anyway, but Harriet managed to convince Andy I needed it, getting her own back for last month, I think." Harriet has been having problems with her email system and asked my advice. I don't know quite what went wrong, but she ended up blowing 5 days of the departmental training budget attending a course on sendmail configuration. Took her 3 weeks to stop twitching every time somebody mentioned rules. Well and all, I guess what he did qualifies as a massive self-lart, but